Sometime this week, Andrew Doe is expected to be announced the winner of a special election for the first supervisorial district, beating former supervisor Lou Correa by just 43 votes. Truly a nail-biter. Results still have to be certified, of course, but Doe's impending win marks another victory for what's become a political juggernaut in Orange County politics, the Vietnamese-American electorate. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He joins us now for KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
First of all, let's get this out of the way. Is Lou Correa, who lost by fewer than 50 votes, contesting the race? Has he conceded?
He hasn't conceded yet. He probably will contest it just because it's so close. 40-some votes separates him from Doe. And Lou Correa, at one point, I believe it was on election night, he was actually leading by, I think it was 80-some votes. But this is the amazing thing, at least for reporters. Now, every election, whenever it comes to a race in Little Saigon, you have to wait. So many times now in the past 5 to 7 years, you'll have candidates winning on election night, and then they lose later on as all these mail-in ballots and absentee ballots get tabulated, almost all of them by Vietnamese voters.
Well, let's talk about these voters, the Vietnamese-American electorate, and a little history, if you will, about this machine that's found so much success.
Obviously, Little Saigon, the largest Vietnamese enclave in the world outside of Vietnam. Going back to the 1970s, early 1990s, the first Vietnamese-American candidates start getting elected to Westminster and Garden Grove, the two main cities of Little Saigon. But in 2007, you had a completely new paradigm in this Vietnamese-American vote. That's when there was another special election for the first supervisorial district. The Democrats stood behind one candidate, the Republicans stood behind another candidate, and neither of those candidates won. Instead, it was Janet Nguyen, who's now, of course, a state senator and the former supervisor. She won by 3 votes. By 3 votes. This was recounted by 3 votes to another Vietnamese candidate, Trung Nguyen. And that completely surprised the political establishment, both Republican and Democrat, but they weren't paying attention to what had happened in the previous years.
Why are the Vietnamese candidates almost all Republicans and not Democrats, as we see in other places?
Refugee politics. The closest example, of course, is the Cuban-American vote in Miami. Historically anti-communist, of course, the Republicans are always perceived as being commie bashers. So same thing with Vietnamese. Of course, there has been a couple of exceptions. We talked about this late last year. Bao Nguyen, the mayor of Garden Grove, he's a Democrat. He was losing on election night to a longtime incumbent. And then about a week later, once all the votes were tabulated, he won by a couple hundred votes. So for the most part, this Vietnamese refugee vote does swing Republican, but more than anything, it swings Vietnamese. If you're anyone but Loretta Sanchez and you're running in this area, you have no chance of winning against a Vietnamese candidate nowadays.
Wow. I know Gustavo, the County Board of Supervisors now has an Asian American majority for the first time. Is that going to help ensure that this continues?
Only in Orange County, good old-fashioned white Orange County, do you now have an Asian American Republican majority. Of course, the Republicans love this. They're always accused of being racist, but meanwhile, they're the party that has elected far more minorities in the 2014 and so far 2015 election cycle than Democrats in Orange County has. So you're right that the Republicans are going to do everything possible to keep this outreach. The trick that I think that the Republicans have, though, is a second generation Vietnamese American vote. So Andrew Doe, Janet Nguyen, a lot of the Vietnamese candidates who have run successfully for office, they've been refugees. Bao Nguyen himself, he was also a refugee as well, but he would be part of more of the 1.5 generation, the people who grew up here in the United States. And those Vietnamese Americans, they're starting to lean more liberal, more Democrat, just like Cuban Americans in Miami.
All right, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.